रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 35. तारा पैसिफाइज लक्ष्मण. द डिस्क्रिप्शन बिगिंस नाउ. At these harsh words of Lakshmana blazing with fury, Tara, the moon-faced, sought again to turn his wrath away. Lakshmana, you should not speak thus, nor does this monarch of monkeys deserve to be addressed thus. Again, it comes with an ill grace from you and to him. You speak false when you charge him with ingratitude, secret plotting, cruelty, untruth, and deceit. Raghava achieved the impossible to others. He slew Vali and conferred an inestimable benefit upon his brother, and the latter has not forgotten it. He knows that fame and power, wife and home are the gift of Rama. But for a long time past, food, sleep, rest and peace have been strangers to him. And now that he has them again, it is but natural that he should let himself loose for a while and be rather forgetful of the right time and place with regard to the affairs of state. Why, your own Rishi Vishwamitra of boundless might spent 10 years with the Apsaras Menaka and counted them as but a short day. The paragon of wisdom and dharma had clean forgot his duties and their right performance. Then why speak of others? My lord is weary unto death. He has but sought the necessities of life, food and sleep, but his heart rings true all the same. He has not yet had his fill of pleasure, so it behooves every man of sense to forgive him. You keep yourself out of touch with human nature, and like the man in the street, you blaze up in wrath at the slightest occasion. Good men and noble like yourself are not known to lose their temper without due and previous investigation of things. I entreat you on behalf of Sugriva, put aside this terrible wrath of yours. Full well do I know that he counts as nothing, Ruma, myself, this kingdom, wealth, power and everything, as against the commands of Lord Rama. He will verily bring Sita to Rama's side and rejoice to see them together, even as a lord of the night shines with his beloved Rohini. But your impatience may ask, why not kill Ravana outright? You do not know the countless myriads of Rakshasas that inhabit Lanka, taking any shape they will of matchless might, strength and valor. You cannot approach Ravana except over their bodies. And you cannot come at Sita except over his corpse. And Sugriva here will find it impossible to face him and win unless he is supported by powerful allies. When Vali was about to meet Sugriva, I said to him, Rama and Lakshmana, the sons of King Dasharatha, have promised to fight for Sugriva. These heroes bring untold evil to you. I like it not, you are going out now. Then Vali acquainted me in full with the strength, valor and the armies of Ravana. Sugriva was too weak to make any headway against him. And it was absurd to think that Rama would be so foolish as to court his alliance. But I have no personal knowledge of anything about Ravana. Many days have gone since our messengers were dispatched to gather our hosts here. Our Lord awaits their arrival, and that alone prevents him from starting on his promised expedition to search for Sita. 15 days and no more is a limit within which his army should arrive, and by a strange coincidence it falls today. Monkeys and bears will pour in now. I say, put away your anger. Our people here are terribly afraid of your burning eyes and angry mien. It recalls to them the fate of Vali, and they think it augurs a similar fate for his little brother. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapri Chakravarti Dhanvajaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.